9th Pekosayt and Mishnah Yud Beis 12th Mishnah describing certain things that Klal Yisrael lost out in the course of history. Mishmeisu Nevi'im HaRishonim, when at the end of the period of the earlier Nevi'im, which is the end of the Beis Rishon period, Batul Urim V'Tumim, there was no more Urim V'Tumim, they had the first Beis HaMikdash, Shavar Beis HaMikdash, Batul HaShomim. They had this shomer, was a certain type of insect that was able to cut the stones of the, that was used for cutting the stones of the Beis HaMikdash, and also for etching out in the precious stones for the choshen, the ephod. So this they only also had the first Beis HaMikdash, the noifes tzufim. There was some very good honey that Eretz Yisrael had up to that period of time. Potzka anshei amona, people had true emuna, also that level of emuna did not continue anymore. The type of emuna that if it has something to eat today, I'm not concerned about tomorrow. Shenema hoishia Hashem, save us Hashem, gigoma chosid, we have no more chosidim. Hashem ben gamli Elohim, mishum av Yeshua, miyom shechol beis hamikdash, ein yoyim she'ein bay klola. In the time of the chul beis hamikdash, we don't have a day without a curse. Lo yor hatal bracha, the tal also doesn't bring bracha. The dew doesn't bring bracha. Nitel tama peiris, that the taste of fruit is not what it used to be. Also, the nutrition of the peiris is not the same as it used to be.